Blog Talk Radio. Radio.
Hey everybody, my name is Jackie Bosco and I'm coming to you this evening from my home in northern Wisconsin. My husband Dave and I are franchise owners and field vice presidents with Market America, and I'd like to welcome everyone to this very special national conference call this evening. If you are a guest invited on the call, I'd really like to congratulate you because someone believes in you and values your time and opinion. Our call this evening is designed to get the mission and message of Market America out to thousands of families across North America to help you see how you can take advantage of a proven plan for your financial success. Founded in 1992, Market America is a product brokerage and internet marketing company that specializes in one-to-one marketing, that is, building relationships. Headquartered in Greensboro, North Carolina, Market America employs over 500 people globally with international operations in the United States, Australia, Canada, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. Now, because of our partnership with Google and our web portal, Market America is the ultimate online destination throughout the world. With more than 3 million customers and 180,000 customer managers and franchise owners worldwide, Market America has generated over $2.5 billion in accumulated retail sales since 1992. And we have paid out over $1.6 billion in commissions and retail profits. In fact, Market America is responsible for creating over 300 millionaires since the company's inception. And of course, we plan to create a lot more. All of this gives us the confidence to say you are at the right place, at the right time, with the right company. The beauty of the unfranchised system is that it is designed for the average person to succeed. You do not need any specific requirements other than the desire and commitment to achieve your dreams. I know this is true because I've been an unfranchised owner for the past 13 years. I left a teaching career over 30 years ago to find a supplemental income to work from home and raise our children. So I was with the same direct sales company for 25 years. I had a really good income, but I really, the hours that I had to work to create that income gave me no time freedom. When I stopped working with that company, my income, of course, stopped too. But now because I chose the 2 to 3 year plan with Market America, my family has been able to create an ongoing income with time and financial freedom to do what we want, when we want, and with whom we want, and that's exciting. Today, as a mother and grandmother, I continue to build and train this business concept because I have a passion to help more moms and dads stay home and raise their children like I did if they choose to. To quote our CEO and founder, J.R. Writing, and I think this is really important, over the past 16 years, Market America has been instrumental in creating successful entrepreneurs across the globe. With our revolutionary concept of one-to-one marketing on the internet, we have created an innovative business model that gives people the power to change their own lives while helping others along the way change theirs too. Through this approach, you're never alone. With teamwork and cooperation, everyone can succeed. Tonight, we have an exciting opportunity to hear from two very successful women who are perfect examples of how the unfranchised business system can change lives personally and professionally. They will be highlighting the main reasons why they made the decision to take control of their lives and align themselves with the Market America's business model. So now, it's my pleasure to introduce my first special guest, Pam Lee, from Kansas City. Are you there, Pam?
I am. Thank you so very much. And Jenny, yes. You're an inspiration to all of us.
So exciting to have you on tonight. Just to give you a little bit more insight on Pam and her husband, Jim, they were former restaurant and business owners, and today as unfranchised business owners, Pam and Jim Lee are directors, earning in excess of $18,000 in a four-week pay cycle. They recently received the award for the fastest-growing organization in all of Market America. They pioneered the system of training in several areas of the nation as certified trainers, and are currently the local coordinators for the meeting system in Kansas City. So, with that, Pam, would you please share with everyone how you discovered Market America and what your unfranchised business has done for you and your family, and then also share with everybody why Market America really is the answer to a secure future and a plan B for their income?
Well, thank you for having me, and it's truly my pleasure to share that information because it has honestly changed our lives like we could never even have imagined. And so it's interesting that it's my mom, you know, moms worry about their daughters, right, when they're working too much and put too much stress on themselves. And so my mom is the one who introduced this business to me. Of course, in the very beginning, I was very resistant. But she obviously saw something, and she was right. And I grew up in a pretty middle-class home, and we were, you know, I got out of school, and I went to work for a company that basically, you know, all the traditional kinds of working. And then I met my husband. He was doing the same thing, working for someone. And we looked at each other one day and realized that we were never going to get ahead that way because somebody else was calling the shots. They were telling us the worth when we went to work, if we had a job, when we went on vacation. And then they tell you if you go on vacation, change their mind. You know what I mean? So we just knew there had to be a better way out there. And my mom introduced us to Market America. And we really followed the proven business system. We needed a way out of what we were doing because we left working for other people. We thought, let's take some control over our lives and let's go into business for ourselves. And then we decided, well, we know how to cook, so let's start some restaurants. So we started a couple of restaurants, and wow, I mean, it was fun for like the first 90 days. And then after that, it was a job. And we owned it. And when people called in sick, we were the ones who had to cover. So it was very much it owned us instead of the other way around. And, boy, I don't just can't remember a time in my life when I was any busier or more stressed out. So my mom really did save us by delivering the Market America message to us. And I look back now and I think, I don't know how we did it. And I'm sure many people wonder how did they ever squeeze so much work into such little time? That was us. And so what we were chasing was truly to get some control over our lives. And at least we felt like we were working for ourselves. We were calling the shots, but it wasn't true either. You know, what happened was the weather was in control or the economy was in control or the liquor inspector or health inspector. And then on September 6th, 2000, one of our businesses burned. And so, you know, it was just like, wow, I mean, control is such an illusion so much of the time. So anyway, after that happened, we really got started and we built this business and it's totally changed our lives around. And one of the things that really attracted me to it when we finally put our business hats on and we really looked at this business was some pillars that Market America has really built their business on. And one of those pillars is business concept. Is the product brokerage. We're Market America is a product brokerage company. It means they don't make their own products. That meant a lot to me because to me that means you can really be unbiased. I mean, if I was making a product and I thought it was the best product in the world, even if it wasn't, that would be the product you'd be selling. But as a product brokerage, we can go out, survey our customer base, ask them exactly what they want, identify billion-dollar trends, go find a manufacturer to make that product and bring it to the marketplace. So we're not guessing whether something will sell. We can also make sure it's the very best quality, science-based, pricing, the whole gamut. And when we bring it to the market, if it's not something we wanted or it changes, we can say goodbye old manufacturer, hello new manufacturer. And the really awesome thing they did is they paired this up with a web portal, a good delivery mechanism to market products and services online, as we all know. And it's so powerful. And a web portal, I didn't really know what that was, but a web portal is a way to the internet and to websites, like you know, some of those places where you go in and we type in for the search engine, MSN, Google, those types of places. So now we all, as business owners with Market America, we own our own web portals. And our web portals provide us access to products, 35 million different items, with over 2,000, I think it's 2,800 major stores, Disney, Hershey, eBay, Shoes.com, oh, sorry, I get carried away with the shoes. And then we also have exclusive product manufacturers that only sell their products and services through us, and there's over 2,800 items there as well. And that product brokerage concept put together with the web portal, the one, you know, in some of the reading I've done, they always say that, you know, we want to be where the trend is starting. And, you know, online spending went up $677 million the weekend after Thanksgiving compared to last year. That is incredible. And the number of online shoppers in America is up 21% since 2001. And retail sales are down 17% since the previous Christmas. So, I mean, really, to be at the threshold for the very first time in my life, where I'm at the door, we're all at the door that's opening in a trend rather than the door that's closing. This is a tremendous opportunity for people to really access the newest thing where we can all cash in and do good work and make good money as well. And then the second really powerful concept that drew me to this company was the franchising concept that they adopted. They really took the very best parts of franchising and got rid of the not-so-good parts. And so the proven business plan is based on franchising, the fact that we're like a franchise because they have a proven business system. There's no guesswork. You do A, B, C, D, you get the results. And it tells you step by step, week after week, exactly what you're supposed to do in order to become a success. And that 15 years, we're no longer on trial. It speaks for itself. And, of course, they provide state-of-the-art management tools and technology, just like franchising, that you would expect. Obviously, a web portal that's fully e-commerce enabled from day one, so people are in business right away and looking professional, along with a lot of support and marketing tools. We can own multiple businesses, so we can increase our income. And obviously, as like a franchise, we have a lot of very high visibility, especially since we've partnered with Google. That's just a great partnership. And we're unlike a franchise. For me, this was big. No franchise fees. That was good. No royalties. No territory. A low investment, something that the average person can really do, and part-time. This one was huge because with 41 employees, as a full-time student, and there just wasn't a lot of time. So with the 8, 10, 15 hours a week, I could intertwine it in my life, and it really just made the 1-2 punch I needed to create the income that we always hoped of. And you know, when you put those two concepts together and you create and you combine it with the most powerful compensation program I've ever seen in my life, it's so lucrative, it's so generous, it's created ongoing weekly income that's residual that I can will to my children, to my grandchildren, and anybody who owns a business can do with this company can do the same thing. And it's really allowed us to customize our lives, Jackie. So I'm so grateful to Market America. I just don't know what I would do without them.
Well, thank you so much. You've been a great inspiration to me and so many others. You are definitely a great example of what desire and commitment can accomplish, and you have affected the lives of so many. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Well, now it's my pleasure to introduce our next guest, Trinity Haskins from Mentino, Illinois. Trinity and her husband, Cullen, are proud parents of 5 children, ages 5 to 13 years. That is so amazing to me. They are also directors and Million Dollar Club members, America. They're certified trainers, and they have served as district coordinators for the unfranchised training system in Illinois. Trinity, would you please share with our listeners how you discovered Mark in America and more about your background and how Mark in America has impacted your family life?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jackie. You know, Mark in America has changed our lives so much. I'm kind of like Pam. I have no idea what I would be doing if it wasn't for Mark in America. My husband and I are both from the Chicago area. We'd probably be sitting in rush hour traffic and putting our kids in daycare. And, you know, been with the company now for 12 and a half. I just started my 13th year, which is just crazy. And so back in the day, I had what everybody kind of told me to do. I went to college and, you know, started getting my big fancy degree, and I had a little attitude, Jackie. I thought it was hot stuff because I was going to college and I got my big degree, and I was going to start my corporate career at $50,000 to $100,000 a year because that's what I bought into.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at 24 years old and after waitressing for a long while, it felt like, I finally took a job working at MCI, small little phone company, you might have heard of it, and I didn't start at the top as a supervisor. I had to start on the bottom, on the telephone, telemarketing, which nobody wants to do that. I'm sure that I gained respect with everybody now. You know, 12 and a half years ago, people were hanging up on me, and I thought, you know what, no big deal. I'm just going to climb up that corporate ladder. Well, something happened. The week that I started my big corporate ladder climb was the week that I found out that I was pregnant with our first child, Brock, who's now 13. I got a teenager. Oh. So at any rate, I was like looking at the ceiling at 24 years old. I had my first child on the way. I'm telemarketing. I had $17,000 on the credit card. And I'm just staring at the ceiling at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning going, what am I going to do? Well, I'm a strong believer that everything happens for a reason, and I actually sat next to a guy at MCI. His name was David Whited. Some of you guys might have heard of him. David and I sat next to each other 5 days a week, you know, 8 hours a day. You get to know somebody really well, and maybe some of you can relate with this. If somebody invited you on this phone call, and David came to me one day and said, Trinity, my brother in Orlando showed me this incredible business, Mark in America, you have to take a look at this. And I was very skeptical because I had been to a couple other business meetings and it was kind of rah-rah, and I just kind of looked at him and said, yeah, yeah, whatever. You make money, you just let me know. And I blew him off for about 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on maternity leave, had my child, and in a nutshell, after my maternity leave, I needed to go back into the day slot. The only reason I got back into that shift was I had to wait till there was an opening. It was because David quit. And I asked my new supervisor, well, what happened? Where did David go? And she said, oh, he has an unfranchise with Mark in America. And I'm thinking, okay, whatever, because you do have to be skeptical. I was.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know what, he's doing really well. I think he's making like $4,000 a month. And $4,000 a month might not impress some people on this call, but I'll tell you what, it was a lot more than I was making at MCI. I was making $1,200 a month at MCI, so I about fell out of my chair when I said, okay, I want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thankful that I did, and I looked at it again and again. I'd encourage everyone to look at this at least 3 to 4 times, and what I knew was I didn't understand everything, but I trusted my buddy David and his wife Stacy, and I knew that they weren't going to steer me wrong. And if they could do it, I could do something with it as well. And so, you know, it changed our life dramatically. My husband was working 12-hour shifts at a pharmaceutical company. And, you know, he just, you know, broke down the numbers. And all I knew was that there was a proven business plan, as Pam touched on. One thing that, when I looked at this, that really stood out to me was something that they shared with me called the 45-year plan. And they didn't teach me this in college. They didn't teach me this in high school. Or when I threw up my cap and gown, I probably wouldn't be so excited if they would have said, okay, great, here's your diploma. Have fun working for the next 45 years of your put out by the Social Security Administration called the 45-year plan. And what they did is they took 100 people who have actually worked from the age of 20 until they were 65 years old, okay? And so I don't know about anybody out there, but I worked well before I was 20. And retirement right now is 68. So it's more like, you know, 45, 50 some years. It's, you know, retirement age keeps going up. But at any rate, what they said is out of 100 people, one person was rich. That really stood out to me because I thought, okay, we've all heard of them, Trump, Tiger, Madonna, Oprah. I mean, to me, they're so rich, they just need one name. And that's how rich they are. I thought, well, yay for them. Four people are financially fit, meaning that when they stop working, they will be able to continue their lifestyle and make a six-figure ongoing passive income. Well, you know what? To me, hopefully their homes are paid off, their cars don't break down, they, you know, heaven forbid they get sick or and they have to pay high hospital bills or anything like that. They need some kind of passive income. So that's the good news. Five people still work. Now, this is the number that has changed over the last decades. It's up more to 12 to 13 because if you think about it, who greets you when you go into Walmart or bags your groceries, which I have an issue with, someone older bagging my groceries. But not just that, man, doctors, attorneys, they can't stop working because if they do, their lifestyle definitely changes. 20 people die. You don't want to be there. And then 62 people, this is what got me, 62 people earn less than $9,000 a year. So they're living off of family, friends, and Social Security. And we can't depend on Social Security when we get there. So one thing that stood out to me was 95% of people were working for 5% of the population in someone else's financial dreams. So I was looking at this going, all right, no big deal. I just need to get up in this 5%.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're 24 and you have $17,000 on the credit card and the average franchise costs around $150-some thousand, you might like me an awful lot, but if you're the bank, you know, but you're probably not going to give me a loan. So I didn't know how to get up in this 5%. And when Market America said that they had a 2 to 3 year proven business plan. And as Pam said so beautifully, it was a proven step-by-step-by-step program that I could actually follow, and all the systemization was there. Man, I was all over that. I figured I could mess that puppy up a couple different times and still come out in a six-figure income. So what I would suggest to everyone is to get some tools and really do their due diligence on this company, because everything you hope Market America is, it is. We have everything from the Hot Living magazine. You know, there's story after story after story of successes in that magazine, from CDs like Wake Up America and Make Your Move. And if you're a numbers person, check out the financial report. It shows exactly what the company's made and what we paid back to some franchise owners. And I could go on and on and on, but it was beautiful and it taught me exactly what to do. Never having a business before, and in my early 20s, I didn't really, you know, I was a brand new mom. I didn't know what I was doing at that point. And so I would also encourage everyone to go and attend an unfranchised business presentation and look at this wonderful pay plan again, and really check out the training. You know, that's what, to me, any entrepreneur would do. If you want to be a doctor, you got to go to med school. Lawyer, you got to go to law school. Why in the world would you start a business and not get any training? This doesn't make sense to me. We actually have an incredible opportunity coming up in, man, just about 2 weeks here. It's our Market America World Conference in Miami, Florida. It's at the American Airlines Arena, February 5th through the 7th. And go there. Meet JR, the president of the company, and the fabulous corporate team that we have, and learn from the millionaires and the top money earners and learn that step-by-step program. So that's definitely what I would encourage everyone to do. But to answer your question, Jackie, Market America has just impacted Colin and I's life in so many ways. Mm-hmm. We are home with our children. Our children ask to get a babysitter. They're saying, you know, don't you guys have somewhere to go? And, you know, we bring them to school. We pick them up for school. I'm a room mom. I've coached cheerleading. Cullen helps out with Brock with campus life and just everything, and making an impact on them as well as other kids, and their friends are coming to our house, and we're there. And we're there for the important decisions that they have to make with this life. So it's an incredible company for anyone evaluating. So thanks, Jackie.
Oh, you're welcome. I just get goosebumps every time I hear you share your story and what has happened, and because I know that this can happen for anyone that wants change, right? Thank you so much for explaining the power of the 2 to 3 year plan. That was incredible. And, you know, again, working part-time, raising your babies, creating a residual full-time income. I know that you have changed so many lives because of your commitment to help others, and I know that so many more will benefit. Again, as time goes on, the future of we've just begun with Market America. We're still in our introduction stages, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so thank you so much, and I just sincerely want to thank our guest speakers and everyone for taking the time to be on the call tonight to learn more about how you too can put your family first and build an ongoing residual income. If anything that you heard tonight sounds of interest to you, please get a copy of the annual report and some of the tools that Trinity referred to, and attend an unfranchised business presentation in your area. Of course, you want to get with the person who invited you on the call tonight and book a follow-up to discuss your next step. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and please save the conference call number for next Sunday night, January 25th, with Sam Pitts and more special guests. Again, talking about the company, the future, and what Market America can do for you. Thanks again, and good night, everybody.